Link Energy's proposed underground coal gasification project has been in the works for years, but from the public testimony, many Wright residents were hearing about it for the first time. And they had lots of questions about the process, which has never been developed commercially.
One big question to me is, this truly a proven science, this method?
Why are we letting them come to our country, and most specifically to our state, to let them to try and perfect it here?
Want some answers. If things go wrong, what it's going to take to fix them, how much money, where's that coming from?
Those sort of questions need to be answered before, you know, anybody would be even comfortable with saying, yep, we can do this.
The concern that came up over and over again was that the process would impact the region's water. The coal Link Energy wants to burn is part of a large aquifer called the Fort Union. Link has asked for permission from the state and federal governments to pollute a small part of that aquifer as part of its process. If it gets that permission, it will do a pilot project to show that it can confine the contamination and clean it up. The state thinks it's possible and has recommended that the federal government grant the exemption, but most people at the meeting were unconvinced. Mike Moore owns a ranch next to the project site, and he says there's just too much uncertainty.
Pilot project to me is experimental. There should not be an exemption on an experimental or a pilot project.
Meanwhile, proponents of the project touted the benefits of finding a new use for Wyoming coal that's buried too deep for surface mining. Marian Loomis with the Wyoming Mining Association testified that most of the state's coal is classified as an economically unrecoverable resource, as opposed to a recoverable reserve.
Developing in-situ coal gasification holds promise that may allow us to reclassify some of those resources into reserves, and the potential benefits to the state are significant.
Campbell County Senator Michael Von Flatern also sees the potential benefits of the process and says from everything he's seen, the water quality concerns can be addressed. But, he adds, the concern is warranted.
There was not enough information given out publicly prior to this, so I understand them completely having that fear that something could happen.
Along those lines, many residents found themselves leaving the meeting with more questions than they had when they went in. But it will be a while before they get any answers. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality says it will compile the comments for public review and respond to each of them individually, in writing. It will also forward the comments and responses to the Environmental Protection Agency, which has the final say in whether to approve the aquifer exemption. In Wright, Wyoming, I'm Stephanie Joyce.